All right, Chem Lab with Vera Blue. She's Terminal Blue. Eastside Militia is the name of the record. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And before that, it was Hellbent, another project featuring Jared from Chem Lab. Also featured was Brian Barton from Halo Black and Eric Powell from 16 Volt. So a bit of a super group there. That was Death Ride 69 with Fucked Up Generation, the Fucking Suck Gen Mix from the Screaming Down the Gravity Well record. And that features a couple people from Thrillco Cult. I think it was like Groovy Man and Linda LeSabre, also known as the Beat Mistress. So a great project there as well. That's an actually a very, very good record. Sphere of Lousa started things off with Jesus Played Guitar from the Worldwide Underground compilation. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So we're taking a step back, at least I am, into the Fifth Column Records era, roughly 94 to 97. A solid 3 years, lots of good music. And that's what we're investigating now. Hellbent was spearheaded primarily by Brian Barton and Eric Powell of 16 Volt. They did the artwork and produced and wrote most of the songs. And yeah, a very strong release that was. I don't know if I think they did another one as well, actually. Anyway, speaking of Brian Barton, let's hear more. This is Halo Black from Funky Hell, a record that Alternative Press voted as one of the better alternative or one of the better industrial records of the genre. Up there with like Nine Inch Nails and Ministry and everything, and it's a very good release. And so we're going to play Distractor from that. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Distractor. Truck.
to show me.
Yeah.
THC, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. That's George Sarah, famous LA DJ, formerly of the band Stereotaxic Device, whose claim to fame was that they toured with Skinny Puppy on the Too Dark Park tour, in case you're wondering. Yeah, I'm full of stuff like this all night long. A huge animal rights activist, this George Sarah. In fact, the artwork is, the whole record is themed around the unnecessary testing of products or the unnecessary use of animals for research and testing and that sort of thing. Before that, foil. I believe foil is an not aluminum foil. There's a an Australian band on this compilation produced by this French label with an English name. It's very confusing. That was a cover of Rocket USA of Suicide, and the name of the tribute record to Martin Rev, Alan Vega, Suicide, was called We're All Frankies. Licensed from the Daft record label. I came in before that with Gun Lover, their big song. Every time they played that song live, the crowd would just erupt. Doesn't matter if it was only a few people or almost 100, a lot of people would start jumping and moshing in the front of the stage whenever they played that song. Hello Black, Distractor, classic track from Funky Hell. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our Fifth Column Records tribute show with the reunion I have. I just attended last weekend. I thought this would be a good time before I forgot to play Fifth Column stuff. And certainly we've got this last half hour here, and I'd like to get Pod in there, Perceptual Outer Dimensions, Holmes Ives, a great DJ, a very talented musician. This is De La Luna from Euphonia, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
slavery fostered by the government's blatant drug dealing.
For me, come into my life and set me free. You're my virgin, you are my bride. Come to me like the ocean tide, and Zuli. All the things you wanted, you never had.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light. WMFO underneath. It's Suntoy from the excellent Document 01 Trans Tribal compilation from this Australian label called Durable Records. Released on the Fifth Column label, licensed from them. Before that, that was Jim Marcus. That was, if you remember, Die Warsaw. They teamed with Jane Jensen, who released a solo record of her own after this one came out. Blue was the name of the record. Although what's weird was that when we sold it, we didn't know the name of it. So we just made something up. I think we called it like Flutterbys or something. I have no idea why we got that name. I think it was on the artwork. It was like on some artwork proof. I don't know. Before that, Sun God, that was Rodney Orpheus from the Cassandra Complex. A great record. I love that song. Azuli, very tribal voodoo, really. It's a voodoo record from the album Sun God. And Black Lung, The More Confusion, The More Profit from David Thrussell. That's actually also Durable Records' Australian release. The record's called The Depopulation Bomb. So we had a little ambient, weird techno stuff going on from the Fifth Column label, but we're going to wrap things up. We're going to come back home. Coming back home to ChemLab, this is going to be the only band with more than two releases on the label. This is Filament from 10 Ton Pressure, the debut EP. After this, there was Thud. I don't have any Thud. Sorry. We'll have to find some Thud later. But we're coming back to this. Filament, lead track, lead single off of 10 Ton Pressure, the debut EP, and the debut release on the Fifth Column label. I'll see you next week here on 1,000 Points of Light.
Open food.